I know why people think it's not right, because they feel that it's cheating. You shouldn't have to masturbate without me. Like, you shouldn't have to want that. It means that you want to be with somebody else, or I'm not enough for you, right? That's the refrain. The people who are telling you not to masturbate feel less than, and they feel that you are choosing your solo sex over them. And it really just comes down to education and communication. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. How exactly does masturbation help a sexual partnership? Let me count the ways. Well, in today's episode, we're talking solo sex in the context of a relationship. So I'm addressing some of the most common questions I get on the subject, such as, if I already have a partner, why masturbate? Or if I masturbate in private, is it cheating? We also discuss whether or not you should tell your partner if you masturbate, and touch briefly on porn addiction, starting with, is it real? Plus, I take your questions, how to set up your own masturbation zone when you live with a partner, whether it's possible to have fantasy-free masturbation sessions, what to do if you can orgasm on your own but not with a partner, and much more. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. My new articles, How to Use Anal Beads and Ask Emily, I Can't Always Get Hard for Sex, Help, are up on sexwithemily.com. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. I get tons of questions about masturbating from people who are already in a relationship all the time. And these questions usually have some common themes. Ready? Well, they're often along the lines of guilt or shame. People feeling bad that they do masturbate, even though partnered sex is an option, right? Like, why am I masturbating if I could have partnered sex? Or people wondering why they should masturbate when they could just have intercourse. Well, we're going to get into these concerns in a moment. I'll answer them specifically. But first, I want to offer some clarity around masturbation in the context of a partnership and talk about how it serves a fundamentally different purpose than sex with a partner. All right. Number one, solo sex and partnered sex serve two different sets of fundamental human needs. Sometimes we conflate masturbation and sex because while we have the same goal in both, to achieve orgasm, so we think they're interchangeable. I can masturbate or I could have sex. But even if that's not our goal, to have an orgasm, and in my opinion, it's much healthier to have pleasure as the goal, and the journey there is fundamentally different when you're not focused on orgasm. But the truth is there is value in each of these separate journeys. And I think masturbation gets knocked down as being less valuable because we think of it as a cheap stand-in for the real thing. This is in quotes, right? We think, oh, like the real thing is penetration, but masturbation, I'm just going to like, it's like your fast food of sex. I'm just going to have some fast food here until I can have the real thing. But nothing could be further from the truth because at the end of the day, masturbation is about self-care and using your imagination and your own ability to make yourself feel loved and cared for, which is really, really empowering to have that kind of connection with your own body. Now, partnered sex is about emotional connection and intimacy and pleasure and orgasm, it can be, and a give and take where ideally we're both really attuned to each other's needs. Often, we do outsource our pleasure to our partners and we have the attitude that like, oh, I don't need to masturbate or I don't need to do anything else sexual. My partner has to be in the room because they're the only ones that can give my body pleasure. I don't feel right about my own hands doing it. I don't feel right about masturbation. My partner is there to make me feel good and loved and desired. Now, don't get me wrong. Partnered sex is critical for most relationships if you want to be in a healthy relationship. I'm not saying that you should substitute masturbation for partnered sex. But what I am saying is that what masturbation does is it cultivates a different sexual strength than partnered sex does. It nurtures a different skill set. And so you can use this strength, though, that you are cultivating during your own masturbation, solo sex time, to benefit your partnership. For a relationship, again, masturbation has two benefits. It helps understand the touch, the sensations, and even the psychological arousal we like. And number two, it takes the pressure off our partners to provide all this pleasure for us, that like the only time I can feel sexy and feel that kind of pleasure is with a partner. You know, when we're with our partner, ideally that sex is, you know, more of a give and take, and it can be really greedy or it can be altruistic. It's just a different kind of connection. And usually, you know, in healthy partnered sex, we're there because we're giving and receiving. So that's what I want to say about partnered versus masturbation sex. Let me get into the common question I get asked on the subject. And that is, I've got a partner. Why should I masturbate? And to me, this question's like, well, I already eat dinner with my partner. Why should I ever dine alone? Or I already work out with my partner. Why should I exercise alone? And here's the thing about our alone time, about solitude. When we're alone, we have time to be incredibly intentional about our psychological, our sensual, and our physical inputs. We can think about all of these things. We're not distracted. We're not worried, you know, is our partner doing okay? And what does my orgasm phase look like? And what am I doing right now? Like, we're really on our own personal pleasure journey. And we don't have to take care of anyone else. And that's why masturbation is a gift. It's a way to experience pleasure and understand our turn-ons. And once we do that, then we take this data back to our partners. That's a simple answer why to masturbate. You're also taking care of your health when you masturbate. You just are. You have better sleep. There's more endorphins, oxytocin. You strengthen your pelvic floor muscles for deeper orgasms. It's all upside, very little downside. So on that note, let's get into the second most common question I get asked along these lines. And that is, if I masturbate in private, is it cheating? Well, my short answer is no, it's not. But usually people ask this question because they're feeling guilty about the arousal inputs they're using while they're masturbating, like porn. So the real question is, how can I make my masturbation intentional by being open about it with my partner? I mean, isn't that what you're really asking? Wouldn't you love to masturbate and have your cake and eat it too, have your porn and watch it too? Like how you're really saying, how can I make masturbation intentional and be open with my partner? Because wouldn't you love it if you could just, yes, I masturbate. My partner knows about it. Sometimes we do it together. Because when we're making it more intentional, the goal here is that we don't feel like furtive, secretive, compulsive. It doesn't feel so dirty and wrong and shameful. And to provide greater context for porn and masturbation, let me read you some quotes from a really great article on this. So there was a large study published by the APA, or the American Psychological Association, and they found that people's cultural, moral, or religious beliefs may lead them to believe they're addicted to pornography, even if they don't watch porn. So if you think you're struggling with pornography, it's most likely that you're struggling with a conflict of your own personal values around your sexual behaviors, not really the porn itself. And there's another interesting takeaway from this article. At what point does your pleasure from watching porn become problematic? Well, there's no clear answer to this because it varies from person to person. But the very simple way to know if porn is a problem in your relationship is to think about, are there consequences? Does all your porn watching mean that you can no longer be erect with a partner? You can no longer have sex with your partner? Does it mean that you're late to work all the time because you're watching porn, or you're skipping out of the middle of the day and you lost your job? Like, are there consequences to it? Are you obsessing about porn all day long and you can't get any other thoughts in your head? When you're with your partner, is it really hard to get off without porn? Like, those are when you're like, okay, well, maybe I should look at my relationship to porn. Another important part of this study was that, and this is true with most addictions, I'd say all addictions, that people who struggle with their pornography viewing always have an underlying disorder, most commonly depression, which requires treatment. And these are people who are drug addicts, who are alcoholics, who are food addicts. There's always an underlying thing that we're trying to treat with our addiction, right? Whether it's nicotine, anything, there's something that we are not dealing with, anxiety, depression. And so really, the alcohol or the watching porn is a symptom of a deeper problem. One final point is that women report overwhelmingly positive effects from viewing pornography, primarily when they use it to increase their sex drive with a partner or experience sexual pleasure. And get this, when couples view pornography together, they tend to report a more satisfying sex life. Can we just make masturbation normal and healthy, a part of self-care? We're all going to do it, or we should do it, or we could do it more. It really is important for your overall health and well-being. And no, it is not cheating, but there might be a missing piece here around communication. Because if we can talk openly to our partners about our masturbation practice, we open the door for like just so much emotional intimacy. I get it that your partner might have worry about it. And you're, you know, maybe they've said in the past, if you masturbate, it's cheating. But I'm giving you all this information because perhaps you can provide this with your partner and show them that it's actually part of being sexually healthy and that masturbation is, you know, important practice, whether you're in a relationship, out of a relationship. So I'm hoping that you can advocate for yourself the next time you find yourself secretly hiding porn or feeling guilty about it. You can share this with your partner. And there's a lot of hot things you can do together under this realm, like mutual masturbation. Let's talk about that. There are so many benefits to mutual masturbation. But if you've never tried it, I get it. It's intimidating. You're thinking like, what? Like, I'm going to pull down my pants and start masturbating in front of my partner? How the hell does that happen? It's making me feel really, really awkward. A recent study found that 51% of folks in a relationship say they've masturbated with their partners present, but the other half have never tried mutual masturbation. So first, you want to have a casual conversation. Let your partner know it's something you want to try out. You might say like, I'd love to see how you touch yourself, or would you be up for masturbating together sometime? Listen to what they have to say about it. You know, I really want to say that my two biggest things about why I love mutual masturbation is because not only are you know you're going to get off, it's a sure thing, you know how to please yourself, but it's also like you get to watch your partner and they get to watch you and they see what you do to get yourself off. How you touch yourself, how you move your fingers, how you move your hands. You know, I remember being with a partner and like seeing like, oh, when he's masturbating, he puts his hand over his balls and his other hand's over the shaft. So I know now like those are sensitive parts for him. So now when I'm pleasing him, I incorporate that into our play. You can think about it though this way. It's also kind of like intercourse in the sense of there's positions. You don't have to just lay down side by side unless you want to. So someone could be on top, the other could be on the bottom. Will you use hands or toys to stimulate yourselves? You could also do like a modified spoon position or laying down on your sides facing each other. There's lots of options. And I just need y'all to get over the like, eek, this is so awkward. I can't believe we have to mutually masturbate, you know, because it really is an erotic way to exercise your inner voyeur, your inner exhibitionist. And it's kind of kinky in a way that like it's allowing for closeness and intimacy, but it's got an extra little twist to it. The other thing I love about mutual masturbation is that you can do it virtually. Why not just do some FaceTime mutual masturbation every now and then? That's really fun, especially if you're camping in the same place. If you've been struggling with bringing a toy into the bedroom or you're worried what your partner's going to think about it, using one during mutual masturbation normalizes having a toy, using a toy and the buzzing and having that part of your sexual experience. Because sometimes that is really intimidating to you all. You're like, well, I don't want to show my partner my vibrator because they've said something or I feel they'll say something. But what I found is that most times when a partner sees you with your toy and it's bringing you pleasure, they're going to be like, wow, where's that been our whole life? Let's bring it in, you know? And I think the intimidation comes from the unknown, from this like, what's my role going to be if a vibrator is there? There's just a lot of confusion and misunderstanding, but this is a great opportunity to bring it in to your situation. And you can even use your toy on your partner and say like, look, this is how it feels. And this is how it feels on you. And you can just kind of use it on their body, on their neck, put it over their nipples, their penis, their vulva, whatever they have. So it's really fun to play with. We'll be right back after a quick break. But first, for any of you who want to spice up your orgasms or anyone struggling to orgasm, either by yourself or with a partner, one of my longtime favorite brands has just the toys for you. So Jeju released 3 new bullet vibes this year, and they're like nothing I've ever seen before. In fact, I've gifted them to many people. They're that kind of vibe. I just know you're all going to love it. It's the Amour, the Duet, and the Vita. And each have different shapes that give you these different amazing sensations. The Amour has a thin heart-shaped tip that almost looks like a dolphin fin. And so what it does is it flutters while it vibrates, giving these incredibly gentle but just oh so pleasurable sensations. And then there's a Duet. And that one has rounded bumps all over its entire surface, spicing up the texture from your typical bullet vibe. And then lastly, the Vita. So this is a tip shaped like a magic eight ball. It's a sphere with a flat surface. And this way, you can play with the rounded edges and the flat part to change up the surface area. And I just love these. They're so well designed. They look adorable. They feel good in your hand. This is why I love Jeju products, because they're known for their low frequency, rumbly motors. They always use the best body safe materials that just feel so good in your hand. And they're discreet and they're more quiet than other vibes. And they're designed by women. So you know you're going to get more intense orgasms and just a lot of pleasure. If you use the code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout right now, you'll save 25% off your order and get a free massage candle. And you know I'm obsessed with massage candles. That's code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout for 25% off and a free massage candle. Don't miss out. We'll be right back. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. All right, this is from Travis27 in the United States. Hey, Dr. Emily. Okay, first question is, why are a lot of females telling guys not to masturbate? Second question, is it okay to masturbate as long as I just do it without thinking of anything or looking at porn? Travis, it's okay to do it however you want to do it. Having all these conditions and rules around your masturbation, Travis, is not what I want for your masturbation practice or anyone's. So I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, but it sounds like maybe you are, or you've had some messaging around it's not okay to watch porn and to masturbate, either in your current relationship or you've been in a relationship where you're told it's not okay. That's why I'm doing this episode, because I hear this every single day, and I really believe it's because partners just don't seem to understand it is actually part of being healthy overall. If you say I'm a healthy person, but I don't believe in masturbation, I don't touch myself, then I would say, are you really that healthy? Because your sexual health and wellness is an important part of your overall wellness, right? So I think that you have to masturbate how you want to masturbate and then be in a relationship with somebody who supports that and who understands that you're going to masturbate in a relationship and out of a relationship. Maybe you could listen to this episode with your partner. Because again, I know why people think it's not right, because they feel that it's cheating. You shouldn't have to masturbate without me. Like, you shouldn't have to want that. It means that you want to be with somebody else, or I'm not enough for you, right? That's the refrain. The people who are telling you not to masturbate feel less than, and they feel that you are choosing your solo sex over them. And it really just comes down to education and communication. I don't know how else to like break it down for these people. Like, it's simply not healthy for your partners to be regulating your masturbation routine, again, unless there's a problem with it, unless there's an addiction, unless it's impacted other areas of your life. So I would talk about this with your partner, Travis, or your future partners, and let them know straight up that this is part of me being sexually healthy overall, and I masturbate, and this is what I do, and this is the kind of porn I watch. Eventually, you get to a place, I hope, where you want to know what kind of porn your partner watches and when they get off and how they get off. How are you going to masturbate without thinking of anything or looking at porn? Like, you're not going to think anything? Are you a Buddha? Are you a meditator? Are you the most mindful meditator, masturbator on the planet that you're going to be able to just kind of lay back and have no thoughts and no porn? I mean, come on, Travis. It's not a realistic ask from a partner or from anyone. Think about it. Like, if you work out with your partner sometimes, like sometimes I go to yoga and I work out with my partner, and then sometimes he goes without me. Sometimes he lifts weights without me. I don't feel like, I can't believe you lifted weights without me and you went to see that yoga teacher without me. I'm like, great. You got a benefit. You got your endorphins on. You did your thing. You know, we'll do it again this weekend. We'll work out. Like, see what I'm saying, guys? That's how I want you to think about masturbation and your sex practice. Okay. So Travis, listen to this show, understand it, share it with a partner. You're all good. Nothing wrong here. Just a lot of misinformation. We have to provide accurate information now for everybody. This is from Carrie, 23 in Oklahoma. Hey, Dr. Emily, I've been listening to your show for a couple months now, and it's helped me to be more open and comfortable with talking and having sex with my boyfriend. I want to try masturbating together with him. He has said it would be super sexy before as well. But I get too embarrassed. I guess I'm just curious if you have any tips to get over this. First, I want to recognize, Carrie, that yeah, it's awkward. A lot of these sex things are awkward. Having sex conversations are awkward. Mutual masturbation could be awkward. You know, even getting on top for the first time during sex can be awkward. All of it is, but not awkward in a way that like you can't do it. So maybe you laugh it off. Maybe you're like, okay, let's mutually masturbate. Wow, this is weird as I'm taking off my pants and trying to do this thing. Like, that's okay. But you're with a boyfriend and he wants to see you do it and you want to do it. And I think you're just going to get through it. I know you are, but this is maybe easier said than done. So maybe start with just some kind of regular connection, you know, kissing, making out, foreplay. And then maybe you could have your toy nearby, your hands nearby, and you can, you know, say like, okay, I'm going to show you how I touch myself. And it can just sort of start more organically. When you're already hooking up, you can start to touch yourself. You can bring in your toys. Maybe you guys could play like one of these great card games they have now where you're asking each other questions. And maybe that could lead to some more playful time. But I think just telling your partner that you're ready to do it and that it feels a little awkward to you, like just stating that, just saying this is uncomfortable, your partner's going to know how to make you feel really comfortable. I don't know. If I told my partner I was nervous about something, I would expect that my partner would be like, it's okay, babe, let's do this. Let's go slow. It's okay. I think you're really hot. Let me just see what you do here and I'll start. And, you know, they would be comforting for you. But I think that we think we got to show up super confident and ready to do this. Like, let me take my pants off and let me start masturbating. No, you've never done it before. But what I know and what I hope will give you encouragement here, Carrie, is that you're going to find that it's really something that you enjoy and that gets you off and you learn something about your partner and it can be really fun. So we're just talking about those first few moments of a little bit of anxiety, but with a loving partner, I think they're going to help you. They're going to literally take your hand and guide you where you want to go. You got this, Carrie. Thank you for your email. This is from page 30 in New York. Hey, Dr. Emily, my fiance and I moved in together about 9 months ago after 3 years of dating. Recently, I've been struggling with wanting more sex than we're having. I've spoken with my partner about this, and it's something we're working on. He works long hours and is usually exhausted during the week. We're still having sex 3 or 4 times a week, but to me, the difference from the beginning of our relationship when we were having sex constantly to now feels scary. Logically, I know this happens in long-term relationships, so I think my feelings are rooted in low self-esteem and fear of my partner getting bored of me. I thought maybe masturbating more would help relieve the pressure on both parties, but now I can't seem to do it anymore. I used to all the time. Now that we live together, I feel that this is our space and our bed, and I can't quite get comfortable masturbating in this environment. It's not that my partner would be upset or I have to hide it. It's just psychological, I guess. Is there a way I can overcome this and make this space feel more intimate for myself? All right, great question, Paige. First, I would say, I love how self-aware you are. I love that you're like, yeah, I know that we're still having sex 3 or 4 times a week, but it's my self-esteem and I have a fear of being left. The fact that you know that is amazing. And maybe it's not so much that you're craving the sex. Sex might be a stand-in for some intimacy and connection you're craving from your partner on the days where you're not having sex. So I want to ask you this. Is there something that happens during sex? Like maybe that's when you feel the closest to him. Maybe that's when you make out and you get to talk afterwards. You talk before and you feel really held and supported. So the days you're not having that, you just feel more alone. And you say your partner's working really long hours and he's exhausted. So I think you're just feeling like you need a connection. And what the solve for that might be, maybe it's like you need an additional 1 or 2 hours a week, or maybe it's 30 minutes where you feel seen and connected and intimate with your partner. Maybe it's holding hands. Maybe it's watching TV together. I would think about this for a minute and think like, what am I actually missing here? Because what I found with so many couples is that we say we want the sex and we're craving the sex, but there's something else that we're needing here. And especially because it's 3 to 4 days a week. To me, that feels like a good clip. And hearing what you're all about here, you just might need some more handholding. You might need some more affection. So once you figure that out with your partner and you start to feel safer and more supported by your partner, then I think you're going to have a lot easier time masturbating in your home and taking a lot of the advice in this episode and realizing that I can be connected to my partner. And now I'm going to fill myself up with my own self-love and my own touch and my own pleasure. Sounds like your cup's going to be pretty full then, Paige, once you sort this out with your partner and your own knowing about what you deeply and truly need. But even before that, if you have a block around thinking that the space is just for you and your partner, what I found is that once people start to understand masturbation, they're really supportive of their partner taking space to care for themselves, you know? Take some time to kind of set the space and look around your home, and maybe you like take a bath or you set the mood or you do something special to kind of distinguish your bedroom from feeling different or being different than it normally is. You know, you can put a blanket down, a different kind of blanket. You could light candles, different lighting, create an intention around it. What I really love talking about and sharing is a practice of mindful masturbation, where we're masturbating not necessarily the goal of having an orgasm, but the goal is really about exploring and understanding our bodies, creating some space for you to give yourself permission and saying like, I deserve this. I'm taking my time to please myself sexually. I deserve this in my home, you know? So I think that owning your own practice, knowing you deserve it, and taking some time for yourself will help you to feel more comfortable with your intimacy all around. This is from Amanda, 24, in Michigan. Hey, Dr. Emily, I've been masturbating since I was about 14. Orgasms are never difficult when I masturbate, hands, toys, showerhead. However, I find that orgasm is so much more difficult with a partner. I've been with my current partner for over 4 years now. He's so patient with me. He prioritizes my pleasure. I'm in school currently to become a sex educator and a sex therapist. I feel like I know my stuff. However, it seems like no matter what I do, orgasming with a partner takes forever. It took me 6 months of being with my current partner before I was able to orgasm in front of him, and took 3 hours of stimulation. Fast forward to now, generally, I'm the one stimulating my clitoris with the vibrator. I'm fine using a toy, but it's frustrating how long it takes me to orgasm with a partner when it's so easy on my own. I can have 3 to 4 orgasms solo, but as soon as he's around, it's like my clitoris loses sensation. I'll be wet, but the sensation is reduced. Also, nothing he does to stimulate me on his own has ever led me to orgasm. It's not like he doesn't know where to stimulate. It feels like we tried everything: mutual masturbation, toys, taking a long time, communication, bondage, but nothing changes. I know this is mental. I try not to put too much pressure on orgasming, but I can't quite figure out what mentally is leading me to lose sensation with a partner. Help. All right, Amanda, you've done a lot. You've done it all. You've tried, but I'm wondering, what have you done to really let go of your thoughts and get out of your head and into your body? What I'm feeling here is there's a lot of mental work here. You're thinking, am I going to orgasm? Am I not going to orgasm? But what I'm not hearing is that you've tried presence. You've tried mindfulness. You've tried focusing on your breath. And every time you think, I'm not feeling anything, what's he doing? Why aren't I orgasming yet? You go back to your breath. And I'm talking deep, deep belly breaths where you're like, focusing on your inhale and your exhale. And that's when you're really going to start to be able to move the energy through your body. You're not going to feel so stuck in your head. And you're going to be able to maybe perhaps start to feel sensations. Like, picture yourself breathing deeply and feeling your pelvic floor when you're having sex. Now, our breath doesn't really go down a pelvic floor, but maybe you can just try to picture that. And then you can kind of tense and relax your pelvic floor muscles, which are your, like, essentially doing a Kegel exercise. Because those are the muscles that are responsible for orgasm anyway. So you might as well like flex them, tense them, relax them, and get in touch with your body and your breath and try to release all of these thoughts in your head. This is just really a more mindful way of having sex, because when you're in your head and you're in your thoughts, you can't also be in your body. It just doesn't, they don't work, okay? It doesn't work together. So you could also try focusing on your 5 senses, thinking about like what you're smelling and what you're hearing and what you're tasting and where your hands are. Because in that moment, when you're focusing on your senses, it's a way to ground yourself in the present moment. So I just think you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself, and I'd love you to start a healthy mindfulness practice that you could also use during intercourse. So I always recommend starting a mindful practice or a meditation practice on your own, and not in the context of sex. That will really help you in the bedroom. But however you want to try it, Amanda, this is what I feel you need. Please let me know how it goes. RJ30 in New York. Hey, Dr. Emily, I've been with my wife for 7 years. I have a 2-year-old son. He's active and I'm an executive at a large company. My wife is very entrepreneurial, but she's a stay-at-home mom for now. This is the life that she wanted, and this is the life I promised her, and this is the life she was given. But recently, I noticed that our sexual encounters have dwindled. We're still having sex twice a day when we were married, 3 times a week once the baby came, but something's changed in the last few months. We're probably having sex twice a month now. She also takes it very personally if I masturbate and questions me about it on occasion, as if I'm supposed to save myself until she's interested. I just really want to know what tools I can use to spice up our sex life. We can't just take off and go on vacation alone right now. I want to know what she's thinking. I want to tap into her fantasies. I know she has them, but she's too scared to share them. I mean, I know you can't get away or get out of town right now, but can you have a date night where it's just about the two of you? Let me tell you, couples who prioritize date night for years at a time, like they say once a week for the rest of our lives, or for the next few years, we are going to prioritize date night. And that means that you're getting out of the home, it's just the two of you, and you can even have rules. We're not allowed to talk about the kids. We're not allowed to bring our phones. And then you can just focus on the two of you and enhancing your relationship. You mentioned that she's entrepreneurial and now she's home, and maybe she's just feeling not very inspired. She's at home taking care of a toddler and you're out working. A conversation with her when you're out to dinner and you're on date night, just talking about your sex life and saying, like, I'd really love to kind of find our erotic connection again. Really important part of your connection and your marriage is to have erotic collaboration, to have her turned on, and you want to know what her fantasies are. And, you know, you guys could do the yes, no, maybe list together. You could start to listen to this podcast together, which a lot of couples do. You know, it sounds like she just might need a little bit of inspiration. She might need a little bit of getting into her body again. What's she doing for herself right now besides mothering? Is she getting massages? Is she exercising? Is she moving her body? Is she in a healthy place? Because getting our sex drive back or having libido and being interested in sex, there's a lot of factors that go into it. It's our hormones. It's our mental state. It's our physical state. It's if we're taking any medications. Like, there's so many things that go into us feeling sexual and feeling connected. Being a supportive partner to her, going to dinner or just taking time to say, like, I want you to feel sexy and comfortable and inspired. And like, what can we do together? And remember, this is an ongoing conversation, and letting her know that it's something that you want to help cultivate in the relationship is really, really important. Now, the masturbation part, you know, I think that you also could talk about that and let her know that, like, it is something that you're going to do in the relationship on your own, because it's solo sex. It's a self-love practice, and definitely encourage her on her own as well. You guys might be great candidates for mutual masturbation, maybe getting her a toy or kind of exploring what she does when she touches herself, if she touches herself. It sounds like maybe your wife just hasn't had a lot of experience talking about sex or initiating sex is what you said. So I would just kind of start from the beginning. Like, this might be the very first time you've had a mindful conversation about sex, and then make a plan together how you're both going to learn to be the best lovers to each other, because that's really what this is about. All right. Thanks for your email, RJ. I appreciate you. That's it for today's episode. See you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast, and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.